This is Dr. Suresh. Up and ask is for patient Bhupinder Kaur, Bhupinder Kaur, Kaur. Indication procedure was nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, sufficient gametry, have mild urinitis, bias for taking the vascular experience, enteritis, where enterophile, lupinum, departure, aspirin, and mild to moderate erosive gastritis. And no erosive gas with all obstruction, bias for taking the vascular fire, and erosive inside the but it's not for cardiac gastrointestinal question is short, some metabolic bias for like dangerous, they were such. Coming out of the mid esophagus, I saw a nodule question of submucosal nodule versus a mangioma. I did not do the biopsy because I wasn't sure what it is. So I would recommend doing the upper endoscopic ultrasound for the lesion. I would say more pressure from the complication. Finding about mid esophagus nodule. This question is submucosal versus the mangioma versus the GIST tumor. But not biopsy, the patient would have, I would refer the patient for upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation of the nodule. And number two, question is number three. Mild to moderate erosive gastritis. Number four, no erosive gastritis. Number five, mild to urinary recognition. Refer the patient for upper endoscopic evaluation of the metastatic nodule with upper endoscopic ultrasound to ORMC-CARE in Orlando. Number two, over the sonography of the pulmonary vasculature. Number three, over the small vascular series of the tract. Number four, since upper endoscopy cannot for a reason for the nausea vomiting, I would recommend the patient have an ultrasound of the abdomen, rule of gallstones, and that comes negative CT enterogram for the evolution. If the CT enterogram negative and the high dose scan negative, then I recommend to patient have a if the CT scan and ultrasound negative for her nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, then recommend patient to have high dose scan with ejection fraction to only biliary dyskinesia. Patient should be given, I'm going to give her some Zofran sublingual, and issue blockers and flow thermometers. In addition, please send a copy to a patient's family care provider, Dr. Kathleen Welty, W-E-L-T-Y, and copy Dr. Padam Sari. Their procedure was April 23rd to 22nd. This is optional.